Member-supported Hawaii Public Radio and all things considered, I'm Dave Lawrence. Frank Vignola, Vinny Raniolo, at the Blue Note through Saturday, 6:30 and 9 each night. Then they're heading to the Mac, January 11th. Gertrude's Jazz Bar, of course, in Kona, January 12th and 13th. The Hapuna Prince Hotel on the 14th. On the 15th, KMC Theater, joined today by Frank himself. Great to see you, Frank.
Pleasure to be here.
What was it that helped you gravitate towards this unique style of music that you like to play? There's a certain kind of thing that you do, because when people like Madonna or Ringo Starr or anybody is trying to, Donald Fagen, trying to get a certain sound, they want to call you to do it. Can you give us a little insight into that?
Well, I really committed to swing guitar, for lack of a better term. Guitar from the 30s, that era of music, I've just always loved it. I've just always loved the songs, Irving Berlin and George Gershwin. And committing to that style at an early age, I was one of the few people doing it in New York. So whenever someone would need someone who played 1930s style guitar, call Frank. So one day the phone rings, it's Madonna's people. You know, Madonna wants to do a record of the 20s and 30s. You interested? Donald Fagen, I need a solo, swing style solo on my next record. You want to do it? It's still, it seems like a dream when these people call. I remember when Donald Fagen called, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was my friend Joe. Phone rings, hi, this is Donald Fagen. I was like, yeah, right. You know?
Thinking about, we'll go through some of these cats. You mentioned Madonna.
It was part of a independent film she was a part of called Bloodhounds of Broadway. And the music was from the 20s. So we were in the studio and they were singing.
Does she have a producer who's sort of riding herd over?
There's always people running around telling everybody what to do. I have no idea what they're talking about. But when it comes down to it, give me a D minor, boom. And then we played I Surrender, Dear together. I was 19 at the time, so I was just really like starstruck. And I remember we had lunch together at the session and she sat down with me and we were talking like a normal conversation. I'm like, wow, this is wonderful. Can't make this stuff up.
No, you
can't. 32 years ago. Vinny's 33. He was one when I... Whoa. Time marches on, my friend.
Ringo Starr.
In the studio at the same time with Leon Redbone. And they did a Hawaiian song, Honolulu Baby, or some kind of song that Leon wrote. Just remember sitting there like watching Ringo and thinking like, Let It Be. And all these unbelievable songs, you know, and here he is singing Honolulu Baby, joking around with Leon Redbone, and I'm playing a little guitar. Again, just funny stuff. When I worked with Les Paul in New York City, everybody in the business used to come down to see him. And one day, who walks in? Paul McCartney in a tuxedo. And out of all of the big rock stars who came down to meet Les, he was by far the classiest. And he knew every song we played because his father was a huge fan of traditional jazz. So he knew the whole repertoire. He was singing along in his seat. And I was like, wow, this is, again, unbelievable, surreal, being on stage. And there's Paul McCartney at your feet singing along. Great moments, you know.
You had a regular gig working with Les at the Iridium in New York.
Every Monday night, Les was the man. I knew him for many, many years. I met him when I was, I think, 18 or 19 in New York when he emerged from retirement. And I went down to hear him and got to meet him, and we were friends ever since.
Had you already done the Ringo session when you got to do this, where McCartney sat in with you guys?
Yes.
So he didn't play on stage, but
he told a story. He told a story about he and John's first gig as the Beatles. The pub owner wanted them to play Les Paul material. And they learned a bunch of Les Paul tunes so they could get their first gig together as the Beatles.
Makes sense. He'd want to tell that to the audience, kind of like remind people what a valuable thing this is. You're getting to see Les. And then what, in the dressing room hanging after?
Right. I made sure because I knew the dressing room door would be locked. So I made sure I was in there before it got locked. Had my guitar and I had heard tapes of Paul singing Sheik of Araby. So I started to play it, and he came over and he sang it, and he was snapping his fingers. I was like, again, this is great. I didn't sleep for a week after that. I didn't. I came home, I was up all night. My wife wakes up next morning. She's like, what's the matter? I'm like, I met Paul McCartney last night. It's like, all right, see you later. Go to work. You
know? Frank Vignola, Vinny Raniolo, continuing their run through the islands. Really appreciate your time getting to connect with you today here on All Things Considered.
Dave, it's an honor.